Before we get started, here's something fun. I thought I would wait until later in the summer to release this for you, but let's be real. Some of you are just donezo and want a little break, and that is okay. But others of you are itching to learn and dream big while you're laying by the pool. You just want something to think on as you are relaxing this summer. We all have different ways that we relax and different ways that we grow and dream. So I'm putting it out here for your convenience to dig in whenever you decide you want to. Okay, here's what it is. It's a free private podcast to help you proactively plan your back to school, all things back to school. Go to counselorclick.com/private pod, as in private podcast, to get this podcast wherever your listening platform of choice is. I'll talk more about it over these next couple weeks and what's actually inside, but I thought it would be worth mentioning now at the beginning of the episode that this is here. This is coming. Now, what you're really here for, let's get into episode 27 of High School Counseling Conversations. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Today, we're talking about ideas for changing your high school counselor mindset, even when you feel tired and stuck. This episode is for the counselor who feels stuck, unnoticed, invisible even, like what you do might not matter, or you feel like it definitely doesn't matter. You're here because you saw the title of this episode and you thought, maybe there could be something in this for me. I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'm not the only one feeling this way and someone can speak to the funk I'm in or the weirdness I'm feeling about my career right now. I'm guessing you're not a new school counselor who needs a pep talk for getting a job or starting a job like we talked about in episode 22. You're a tired high school counselor who needs the same encouragement or pep talk, just with a different spin and a different acknowledgement. You also need to know what to do next so that you can love your job again. Because let me be bold here. I know it is possible to love it again. This is a pillar that I love talking about as Counselor Click on this platform because I believe so deeply in it. In this week's episode, I want to talk about the first two ideas that came to my mind when I thought of places that you could look to find new inspiration in your role as a high school counselor. Let's go ahead and jump into the first one. Change your whole mindset in order to change your perspective on the high school counseling role that you currently have. Maybe this is easier said than done. But don't throw your phone out the window just yet. I do think that this one comes a little more naturally to me just because of who I am, so I'm going to acknowledge that, and I'm going to ask that you stop cursing obscenities at me. I get that this is naturally more complicated for some people, especially depending on your work situation. Maybe you work in a really toxic environment with administrators who don't treat you well or co-counselors who just don't seem to like it there. Maybe your family situation is tough. Maybe you are an exhausted parent of young kids and you have no family help. They all live out of town or you don't communicate with them and family stuff is hard. Maybe it's just your season of life, like you're caring for a sick parent or finances are tight. There are things that make our natural outlook on life just tough. And depending on the season you're in, it's going to take a lot of mindset work to change how you feel at your job. But I do want to say it's possible to change your mindset and shift the way you look at your role every day. And you know this to be true. Come on. We talk to our students all the time about having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And even as adults, we still have to practice it just as much as our high school friends have to practice it. A growth mindset in your role as a high school counselor means you're willing to step out of your comfort zone, which, if you've been sticking around here, this is what we've been preaching to our interns and our new school counselors. But it's really tough to do this when you have had systems and things in place at work that do work. But if you're not happy and something just feels a little off and that spark isn't there like it used to be, maybe it's just time to shake things up. This could be a great opportunity to take something that's good and tweak it and change it just to make it a little better. Even changing up physical things might be the push you need to change your headspace and ultimately your mindset. Evaluate what you need for you to make a change in your role. Is it your physical space? Move your furniture around. Freshen up your artwork. Like, look at something different on the wall. Organize it. If it feels messy, like there are just so many papers everywhere, I'm raising my hand right now. Organize those things. Get your desk clean before you leave for the evening or on Friday before you leave for the weekend. Grab some new fidgets for your desk that your students enjoy coming in, sitting down, playing with, and having a good conversation around. Maybe it's your routine. Now that we're entering the summer months, I love the shakeup of a summer routine for a school counselor. You've got to take the time while you have it right now to do the things that bring you joy, or try something new that might perhaps bring you joy if you just tried it. When you build up your reservoir now, like your emotional reservoir, it gives you the energy you need for later when you do start feeling depleted. I have been really thankful in seasons where I haven't been doing this on purpose, but when I get to that place of feeling depleted, I'm like, okay, I'm glad I invested in myself a little bit on the front end, so I'm not as low and as exhausted as I would be had I not done that before. Also, who knows if you'll discover your new favorite thing, and maybe it's going to be exactly what you need to re-energize yourself outside of work. For example, I might have told you this before. I used to only read books that were nonfiction because I felt like if I was going to take the time out of my busy day to do something as boring as reading, I'm sorry if that offends you, I wanted to learn something from it. Like, I wanted it to feel productive. And maybe for you, that's what your summer reading is. I'm not knocking on that. You know, maybe it's learning for school counseling or learning just to learn. But maybe you need to go in a different direction like I did. Someone recommended a thriller book to me, like in that genre. I didn't even know that I liked that genre. So guess what? Turns out I do really like it. And it rekindled a love for reading that I didn't know that I had because I hadn't engaged in that in a long, long time. When you're physically refreshed, like your body, your space that you're working in, I think you can really shift your mindset and gain a new perspective for where you're headed as a high school counselor. I am a believer that that positive mindset shift when you're working with students day in and day out can totally change the impact that you have on students. Students can tell if you want to be there or not. You can tell whether your other co-counselors or teachers or administrators in your building want to be there or not. I'm not saying you have to be on your A game every day. That's not realistic. I understand that. What I am saying is that you should put the pieces in place to refresh your mindset to give yourself the opportunity to make the strongest and best impact on your students that you possibly can. I'm pausing real quick to tell you about a resource that I'm certain will help you out as a high school counselor. As soon as your school year starts, or probably even before you're back in the office, if we're being honest, your seniors are going to be knocking down your door wanting to talk with you about their plans. Some will have direction already and just need some affirmation from you that they're on the right track. Others will be clueless and need a lot more hand-holding in the process. Good thing you're equipped to handle both types of seniors using the Senior Year Planning Guide from my TPT store. I always kept printed versions of this guide, hole punched, and then put in cheap little folders to hand to the senior who was panicked and paralyzed for what comes next. I loved the digital version to share with a larger group, like in a Google Classroom. Inside, you'll find pages to keep organized with passwords, deadlines, and to-do lists. Students will also learn about college applications and financial aid, and then they'll organize their thoughts around their essay and their resume and their accomplishments. Your students will thank you for this resource, and you'll feel prepared and equipped to help them as the craziness of the beginning of the school year kicks into gear. Get the Senior Year Planning Guide by going to counselorclick.com/senior-year. It'll be linked to the show notes in case you forget. Now, let's get back to the show. Diving into our second idea. Another place to find new inspiration in the role of a high school counselor is with professional development opportunities that are specific to high school counselors. Now, professional development, or PD, sounds so stuffy. So if you have any fun alternatives to this phrase, I am all ears. Please go right now, open up Instagram, send me a DM. Give me something that sounds better than that. I love hearing a presentation or a training that gets me fired up, gets my wheels spinning with ideas. It's one of the things I talked about in episode 24, where we talked about tips for ASCA conference goers. I also love sharing in those spaces as well. So take some time to decide if you, high school counselor, need to either attend some PD or give a presentation. And that might feel really weird, like something you would never purposely sign up for, but I can guarantee, 99.9% guarantee, that you will find new inspiration when you attend a PD that you are choosing yourself, not one that you're forced into, because we've all been there before. Those ones that you're forced into, yeah, we know how those turn out. They're irrelevant. They're not talking to you specifically as a high school counselor. They can't be applied to your everyday. They're a waste of time. And when you get to the end, you're right back where you started, except where you have less time than you started with. I'm not talking about those kind of PDs. I want you to find something that lights you up, some content that you actually enjoy engaging with and you're excited to take what you learned and do something with. And if you have a bit of a spark in you behind a topic, share it with the other counselors of this world. Sign up to present at your state conference. Step out and apply to share at ASCA next summer. When you deep dive into a topic of your choosing, you're going to light yourself up and others will feel that passion. You'll be doing a service to, all mankind, all high school counselor kind alike. Remember, with both of these examples, work with the season that you're in. Personally or professionally, you may just be in an extended tough season, and that's the reality of it. But small tweaks in and outside of your school building can shift your mindset about your role. As you choose to grow and learn in ways that you haven't before or that you just haven't done in a while, you may surprise yourself at how your mindset just naturally changes because of the investing that you're doing in yourself. And ultimately, the goal for finding new inspiration is to energize yourself in your role as a high school counselor. If you're in this for the long haul, I want you to love it so that you can make the biggest and best impact that you possibly can with your high school students. It's a gift that we all want to steward well. I'll leave you with this. If you want to go ahead and share with me the place that you're looking for new inspiration or just a renewed inspiration, send me a DM. Let me know where that is. Is it in your physical space in your office or your physical space in your home? Is it engaging in some learning or growing outside of your school walls? Are you going to try something creative or try something new that could be life-giving to yourself? I cannot wait to hear your plans. I'll see you next week for our next episode. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.